This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Caroline A. Schultz, patient's last name S-C-H-U-L-Z-E, Caroline, first name, date of birth 4/9/2000, date of visit 12/19/23. This is a 23-year-old pleasant Caucasian young woman who is here for follow up on her labs and imaging. She has pressing illness. Patient says that she saw Dr. Dave in August and was supposed to get some labs and ultrasound of the abdomen and pelvis. She finally had them done in November. Meanwhile, she apparently walked into her bathroom door on 12/2/23 and went to the emergency room because of severe headache. She did have some temporoparietal headache. She actually was on the left side of the forehead, and eventually the headaches moved to the back of the neck. She had a CAT scan of the head, which was normal, and she was treated for migraine headache because when she went into the ER, she had a bad migraine too. She has had history of headaches in the past though. She's currently only on Excedrin as needed basis. She denies any pain in the left forehead area. Most of the head discomfort that she has is more in the back of the neck. No nausea, vomiting, or vision problems. Past medical history, she claims she has a history of PCOS. She's off all birth control at this time. On examination, patient is 5 feet 5 inches tall, weight is 162 pounds. She has lost 6 pounds since last visit, voluntarily. Blood pressure is 110 over 70, pulse 67 per minute, pulse ox 99%, temperature 97, BMI 27. She's right-handed. Denies use of any illegal drugs or not a smoker. Lungs are clear. Heart has one S2 with regular syndrome. Head, no more cephalic. There's a mild distortion on the left forehead close to the scalp. Not really tender. Range of motion of the neck is normal. Lungs are clear, heart has one S2 with regular syncytium, extremity is no edema. Review of lab results show that her CBC, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, CMP, and was all normal. Lipid panel shows mild elevation of LDH at 112. The rest of the lipid panel is normal. I discussed this with patient. Abdominal ultrasound was totally normal. Pelvic ultrasound did show some small folliculocysts bilaterally, otherwise normal. Assessment, tension, headache, dyslipidemia. Plan, I told patient that I really don't think she has PCOS. She was asked to continue the weight loss by exercising and eating healthy. We did go over the exercise routine. She does every other day. She's doing cardio for 30 minutes and weight lifting for 30 minutes. I did tell her to include walking between those workouts. On the days that she's not working out, she probably should walk. We did also talk about healthy meals 2 to 3 times a day. She was asked to, I did tell her to talk to her gynecologist about her normal ultrasound. She was asked to return to the office on an as-needed basis.